afternoon, everyone. I'm calling the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, May 18th. Let the record reflect the time is 3:36 p.m. Today we have President Vice Chair Senator Myers, Senator Gray Jackson, myself, Chair Hughes. I believe the Senate Finance is about to begin meeting, so Senator Wilson, Senator Hoffman will be involved with that. Please silence or turn off your cell phone. Thanks to Christopher Dick Rell with Senate Records and Alex Benizak with the LIO and Dawson Mann, our aide. We have two items on the agenda. First, we'll take up amendments on SB 136, limitations on firearms restrictions by Senator Myers. The committee will then hear SB 46, law enforcement registry use of force by Senator Gray Jackson, and we will take up a committee substitute and hear amendments. And we will now move on to SB 136, limitations on firearm restrictions. Senator Myers, I know if you wish to stay here, I see that we already have Michaela on the ball at the table. So the committee is aware. We do not actually have anyone online, so I don't have to make you aware of anyone. Senator Myers, if you'd like to introduce yourselves and make your comments regarding your bill.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. So, yep. Senate Bill 136 again is brought forward. The point of the bill is to be able to protect our firearms rights during a disaster declaration, and we've got some language and an amendment to help fix some of that. But again, just the point here is during a disaster declaration, the executive branch gets a lot of power granted to it through the Disaster Act in the statutes, and we just wanted to make sure that through that power that we weren't infringing on people's firearms rights, especially during a time period when we may need our firearms to put food on the table or to defend ourselves depending on the situation, and just wanted to make sure that we got that out there.
Okay, and those are good reminder overview. Michaela, did you have any comments about the bill in general before we move to the amendment before us?
For the record, Michaela Anderson, staff to Senator Robert Myers, and I have no comments.
Okay. Thank you. And I'll just make the comment in general that there's been talk since this last year, and the Disaster Act was put in full force for much longer than it had ever occurred in the state's history, that there is other work that needs to be done to rebalance the legislative power in regard to times of a disaster declaration, but I appreciate your bringing this forward. And so if there are any other comments, I'll entertain a motion at this time. Senator Myers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I will move Amendment 1.
And I will object for purposes of discussion.
All righty. Thank you, Madam Chair. So the basically this is the point of this amendment is some clarifying language. We had the court system and a couple of others come to us and say that they were concerned that the language that's currently in the bill would apply not only during a disaster declaration but outside of it as well, with that notwithstanding word. And we wanted to make clear that the point of the bill is only within a disaster declaration. We're not trying to change firearms rules. We're not trying to alter things one way or another during normal times. All we're simply saying is we don't want the state or municipality under the color of a disaster declaration to change things and come up with to come up with new rules that they can put out by executive fiat. So we're changing some of the language so that instead of saying notwithstanding a disaster declaration, we're saying during a disaster declaration. Instead of saying a state or municipal agency, we're saying the governor, a state agency, or a municipality. And we're just clarifying on down through the line there to make sure that people understand that we're not trying to change anything during normal times. I believe our firearms rights within this state are very well protected as it is, but we're just trying to say that we don't want any rapid changes to be happening simply by executive fiat without oversight from the legislative branch, whether we're talking about the legislature or whether we're talking about a city council, borough assembly, et cetera. So we're just trying to clarify some of that language.
Thank you. Are there any questions? I think I found it. Questions from members?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have any questions, but I don't know if it's appropriate for me to just comment and in regard to the amendment? Or?
Oh, yep, just as regard to the amendment, please.
Okay, yeah, and all I'd like to say is, Madam Chair, that I don't support this bill, and I think Senator Myers already knows that. But just for the record, and so that folks who know that I don't support this bill will understand that I'm going to support this amendment just to move it forward on behalf and out of respect for my colleague. But I don't support the bill, and I just needed to make that statement. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. I appreciate. At this time, I will remove my amendment, and I'm hearing no further. I will remove my objection, not the amendment. And hearing no further objections, Amendment 1 is adopted. So that brings the bill itself before us, and I will turn to the sponsor, C. Do you have any closing remarks?
I'll keep it brief, Madam Chair. Again, the point of the amendment is amendment. Here we go. The point of the bill is again just to make sure that we're not violating somebody's firearm rights, particularly at a time when they may be very well needed through just executive fiat. We recognize that we don't want one person having the ability to override our rights in any situation, and this is one right in particular where we have seen some encroachment both here in Alaska and around the country over this last year and a half dealing with COVID, with the various disaster declarations around the country, and so we're just trying to make sure that people are still able to defend themselves, provide for their families, and do the other things that we expect that people are able to do with their firearms rights during normal times as well.
And thank you. And I'll just say appreciate you bringing this bill forward. I recall a point early, I don't remember how early it was after COVID-19 struck this nation, but here in Alaska, there was a point where we weren't sure what was happening with the Port of Seattle and what might have happened with our food supply. At that point, I was very grateful to live in a state that has such abundance of provision if we needed it, as far as to be able to hunt and to fish. And so you never know with something like this. It is important for that reason, among others, to make sure that this is maintained, and that we appreciate the attempt to address this. And so I will ask at this time, what is the will of the committee?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I move that SB 136 Work Order 32-LS0856/alpha move from committee as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
And seeing no objection, the bill moves from committee. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. And we're back on the record, and we are now going to take up the committee substitute for SB 46, Law Enforcement Registry Use of Force, by Senator Gray Jackson, and we'll walk through the summary of changes to the bill, and if my aide would come to the table for that purpose. The committee substitute was distributed to members yesterday electronically, and I'm hopeful that you had a chance to review it. And so to get us going, Senator Myers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that committee substitute for Senate Bill 46, Work Order 32-LS0366/India be adopted as the working document.
And I will object for purposes of discussion. Mr. Mann, welcome to our committee, please put yourself on the record and proceed with an explanation.
For the record, my name is Dawson Mann, staff to Senator Hughes. Good afternoon, committee members. It's good to see your smiling faces without the masks. All right. I will now read a summary of changes from version A to version I for SB 46. First thing, there is a title change to account for the changes in the sections. I will not be going through that part, but I will move on to section 1. Section 1, page 1, lines 11 through 12, page 2, lines 1 through 21. This section is amended to state that the council shall make recommendations regarding reports of use of force, which may be adopted as regulations. This section is also amended to require that the Central Registry of Information included within the bill include the reason for denial or revocation of an officer's certificate.
And Senator Wilson has joined us. Thank you.
Section 6 of the bill is amended to require that a municipality submit reports of use of force by municipal officers or correctional employees to the Federal Bureau of Investigation in place of the original database in the bill. Section 7, similarly, is amended to require that the Department of Corrections submit a report of use of force by probation officers, parole officers, correctional officers to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Section 8 is amended to require the Department of Public Safety submit reports of use of force by state troopers, village public safety officers, and regional public safety officers to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And Section 9 is amended to remove the original statewide use of force database and instead require the Department of Safety to submit an annual Department of Public Safety to submit an annual report to the legislature based on the information contained in the use of force reports provided by the Department of Public Safety, the Department of Corrections, and the municipalities to the Federal Bureau of Investigation database. Section 15 is amended to establish an effective date of July 1st, 2022 in place of 2021 in the original bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions, members?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have a question, but I think that there's somebody in line from the Department of Public Safety, and I'd like to just ask what their thoughts are on these changes.
And I'll make a few comments on just to kind of set the stage. Well, I'd like to remove my objection. If there are any, are there any further objections to adopting the committee substitute? Okay, with that, so the committee substitute is adopted. But I just want to make some comments about why the committee substitute is before us and why it is a work in progress.
Thank you, Madam
and,
Chair.
And then we can go to those online and take your comments as well. So we did receive some suggestions from the, I believe it's Alaska Association of Police Chiefs. I'm not sure if I said that organization. And out of respect for the work that they do around our state, we wanted to heed their suggestions and give an opportunity over the interim, and I've spoken with a sponsor who hopes to be meeting with them and working through some of the issues. So what we did is we softened things a bit so the police standard would be making recommendations rather than requiring that all the law enforcement agencies adopt regulations that they would write. We also, instead of having the department create a database, we understood that they have a portal for an FBI where the troopers and various municipal law enforcement agencies do input data, including some on use of force. And we have since learned, since this has been written, that there are some problems. For instance, correctional officers cannot enter data into that. And there's also maybe some difficulty that the department may have in extracting some of the reports from that. So, and we can bring Ms. Monfreda online. I think they are looking at some kind of module that will be more suitable. And with the sponsor's work over the summer with various police chiefs, and then this bill moving to state affairs, which is actually probably a more appropriate place for some of these things to be worked out, and there are several bills about law enforcement that are in state affairs, those conversations will take place here. So even though the committee substitute is not perfect and it's not ready for prime time, it is a work in progress. We did, before the end of this 2021 regular session, want to move it out to help accommodate the sponsor for the work to continue. So I just want to make it clear, we understand that there are things in the bill that will need to be addressed. So would you like to say anything, Senator Ray Jackson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to thank you for your efforts to move this bill out of committee, and I appreciate having a conversation with your staff before the meeting in terms of what your committee substitute was all about. And I also appreciate you mentioning the fact that I will be meeting with the Chiefs of Police, the Association of Chiefs of Police, and the Public Safety, so many acronyms here. I will be meeting with public safety officers throughout the state during this summer to work things out so that we can, you know, not just this bill, but all of my bills in terms of public safety and police reform can move forward in a more amicable manner. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. And did you wish to have Ms. Monfreda come online?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I would.
Yeah, Catherine Monfreda, if you could identify yourself for the record and your affiliation and speak to maybe some of your vision of what the work you're going to be doing at the department and how that might merge with some of the efforts that might take place in the State Affairs Committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Catherine Monfreda. I am the Director of the Division of Statewide Services for the Department of Public Safety. We have expressed some concerns, and I apologize for not voicing them sooner, but I did find out after we had discussed this briefly that it is very difficult to get, right now we cannot get reports out of the FBI database. We have some options for fixing that, and that would be by purchasing a module that is available through a vendor that includes all of the data elements that are currently required for the FBI use of force database that we could pull reports from and then still also submit everything to the FBI as under the FBI program. I'm not sure if you had any other specific questions.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. I just have one question. In terms of the module that you're speaking of, I'm not sure how much it's going to cost, but I just want to make sure that the department has the funding for this module. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Through the Chair, Senator Gray Jackson, we are looking into that right now. I believe that we may have grant funds that may be allowed for it. We haven't gotten approval for that at this point, but we are definitely going to try to identify a source of the funding.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there any further questions or comments? And at this time, we'll entertain amendments. Senator Gray Jackson, do you have an amendment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had an amendment, but your staff was kind enough to let me know that it wouldn't be relevant because of the reformation of the bill through your committee substitute, so I won't be bringing it forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. And so seeing that there are no further amendments, do you have any closing remarks, Senator Gray Jackson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My closing remarks are real simple. This bill is just basically to complement a database that's already being used by the Department of Public Safety, and it's basically just going to include statistics on use of force incidents. And I think that it's a much needed bill, and I really look forward to this bill becoming state law. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. And I look forward to hearing how your meetings with the police chiefs across the state go over the interim. So at this time, what is the will of the committee? Senator Myers?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 46, Work Order 32-LS0366-I, be moved from committee as amended. Be moved from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
And hearing no objection, the bill moves from committee. We'll sign the paperwork right after we adjourn. And this looks like it is going to be our final meeting of the 2021 regular legislative session. And I want to thank members for their participation. And I also want to give a shout out to Alex Benizak and congratulate him. He is moving to a job at the Office of the Governor, and we appreciate his work with us and thank him. And also to Christopher for being with us on a steady basis. And, of course, to Dawson Mann, who also will be transitioning out of my office and will not be the committee aide when we return in January. He's actually going to be joining the Office of Senator Rob Myers. So you may still see him in the room, but not at that desk. So with that, we have, Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to just make one comment, knowing that Dawson is leaving. He's been an amazing committee staffer, and I just want to thank him for all of his work. Thank you. You've been amazing. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes. Yeah, we're grateful for him. I did want to let you know, we have a placeholder Thursday, May 20th, for bills previous heard, but technically because it is not what day is this? This is Tuesday. So Thursday is actually in the special session, and unless the call were changed and a certain bill were added that came to this committee, so the chances that we meet again are very, very slim. But we do have that as a placeholder. So seeing no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Remember to stick around to sign the report there, and let the record reflect the time is 3:56.